This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad. Kharka with news. Our top stories first. China granted 18,000 oxygen cylinders arrived Tatopani checkpoint by a land route today. Additional 30 corona-related deaths reported today from various districts of the country. Government directs all Nepali envoys to ensure medical assistance from their host countries to Nepal. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue Gaza strikes. Now the news in detail. The China-granted 18,000 empty oxygen cylinders have arrived at Tatopani checkpoint in Sindhupalchok district today via land road. Those cylinders will be brought to Kathmandu once the Chinese government hands them over to Nepal. As Nepal has been in the grip of second wave of COVID-19, there has been high demand of oxygen cylinders to treat the infected ones. Earlier, 400 oxygen cylinders were flown to Nepal from China. The Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft, which had flown to China on Saturday, is also bringing home 550 oxygen cylinders from China today itself. Additional 30 corona-related deaths have been reported lately today from various districts across the country. 10 more deaths have been confirmed in Birganj of Parsa district, 7 in Bake, 5 in Kanchanpur, 4 in Makwanpur, and 3 in Mohotari district. The official death toll could rise till this evening. Nepal government has directed all the Nepali envoys deployed to different countries to ensure medical assistance from their host countries to Nepal. During a virtual meeting held with the Nepali ambassadors from 13 different countries on Saturday, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali directed them to send medical assistance, including COVID-19 vaccines, oxygen cylinders, and necessary medical equipment to Nepal. Minister Gyawali also directed the envoys to put maximum efforts to garner assistance from all the bilateral and multilateral welfare organizations, private sectors, and non-resident Nepalese associations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to continue to respond forcefully to rocket attacks as conflict with Palestinians in Gaza enters a seventh day. Israeli air strikes in Gaza are reported to have killed at least 3 Palestinians early on Sunday. Palestinian militants fired rockets towards Tel Aviv, causing people there to flee to bomb shelters. The international community has called for an end to the escalating conflict. On Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden phoned Mr. Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas to express concern about the situation. A U.N. Security Council meeting is set to take place later on Sunday. Likewise, thousands of people have marched through central London in support of the Palestinians amid ongoing fighting between Israel and militants in Gaza. The organizers of the protest called on the UK government to stop allowing what they described as Israel's brutal violence against the oppression of the Palestinian people. Number 10 has defended its decision not to ban travel from India sooner amid concern that the coronavirus variant first discovered there is now spreading quickly in parts of the UK. India was reporting more than 100,000 cases a day by the 5th of April, but was not added to the red list until 23rd of April. The government said the UK has some of the toughest border measures. It comes after British Medical Association raised concerns about Monday's relaxation of COVID rules. The boss of the world's busiest airport, Dubai Airport, for the international passengers has said COVID passports are the only way to restart mass foreign travel. Dubai Airport Chief Executive Paul Griffiths said there was no other alternative. However, critics of the digital systems argue they discriminate against those who cannot get vaccinated. But Mr. Griffiths says he is a complete supporter of the documents, which he says are inevitable. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. China granted 18,000 oxygen cylinders arrived Tatopani checkpoint via land route today. Additional 30 corona-related deaths reported today from various districts of the country. Government directs all Nepalian boys to ensure medical assistance from their host countries to Nepal. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue Gaza strikes. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.